Part of our Saturday morning huddle on Mix 101.7. Ryan Thompson now joined by Alta Aurelia co-head coach Chris Reinert. Chris, I know the voice is a little shaky this morning, but appreciate the time as always. You guys have been so close in pretty much all of your games thus far, and last night you get it done. 28-0 win in Paulina over South O'Brien. I know it feels good to get the monkey off your back, so to speak.
It sure does. You know, our kids, like you said, we got it done, and give all the credit in the world to our kids. We've been fighting all year, whether we had our backs to the wall in the red zone on defense or like you said last night, being 0-5 and going into this game, and our kids fought, had a great week of practice, and finally were rewarded for their efforts.
Let's talk offense, as you're the offensive coach. Electrifying passing plays. Parker Meyer once on an 80-yard score to a Caleb Sleezer and another 66-yard strike to Jared Weiland.
It is. It's the nature of our offense. You know, we try to pound the ball and keep the ball on the ground and control the clock, control the line of scrimmage, and they sneak guys up and they pretty much bring those safeties up. As soon as we see those safeties up, we can kind of expose that. And Parker's doing a better job of getting rid of the ball in a timely manner, and Caleb Sleezer get the ball in his hands, and you never know what's going to happen. He's pretty shifty. And the other one to Jared Weiland, and Jared, for being 6'4", is one of the fastest kids on the field every week, and we sneak him out of there, and when he catches it, he's a tough one to catch.
Parker, 5 of 8 for 181 yards. Running the ball, looks like you grinded out some yards, nothing too big, as Parker had a quarterback keeper 1 yard score, and Bryce Radke broke loose for a 13-yard run. Other than maybe Caleb Sleezer with 9 carries and 75 yards, you did just enough though rushing.
Yeah, we did. You know, and it was really balanced. It was kind of a strange night. You know, like you said, Caleb had the 75 yards, but Bryce and Jacob Huseman and Parker Meyer there they all had. Right in the 40s for rushing yards, and then another back at about 25. So we just spread the ball out, and yeah, there's nothing that's going to jump out on the stat sheet. But the guys did a great job, ball security, a lot of runs right close to the center of the field, and kids just moved the chains. It was a great night.
What about defense? That's been one of your staples all season long, and you get the shutout. Did anyone especially? I see that Caleb had an interception, and Skylar Solko had a fumble recovery. Anyone else have a standout game or anything else you did particularly well last night?
You know, Bryce Radke just consistently plays great for us. He's a smart kid. He's our leading tackler, around 12 tackles last night. He had a couple pass deflections. He actually had, just about for the second straight week, had a pick six. He had a great read on the ball. It was just out of his reach. Otherwise, he was looking for the end zone on that one. Jacob Huseman, for playing linebacker his first year this year, had a great game. He was right around double digits for tackles. And again, our ends. I've praised our ends, Jordan Wendell and Jared Weiland, all year. They do such a great job of keeping the ball inside of them and not letting it get to the sideline, where it allows those other guys, especially the backers and whatnot, to take care of things for us. You know, Christian Jarvis, another senior, we haven't mentioned him much, but had a great game last night. He's been doing a great job from the tackle position, and just an all-around great effort.
As far as how the game unfolded, we pointed out your scoring plays. When did you get those last night? Did you jump on them fairly early?
You know, we had an opportunity. We were actually in the red zone twice in the first quarter. We stalled out, just once in the first quarter. We stalled out the first time, and then the second time we were in the red zone in the second quarter. We tried a field goal. We just missed it, just wide left. And then came back the third time we finally struck it, and that was about midway through the second. We controlled the clock like we wanted to. The first quarter especially had a nice long drive, but couldn't quite capitalize. And then our second score was our final possession right before half with under a minute to go.
Alta Aurelia co-head coach Chris Reinert. Chris, rest up, and because you've got a big week ahead, homecoming, and the homecoming game next Friday will be against Akron Westfield. Chris, appreciate the commentary, and congratulations again on the first win of the season.
All right, thank you, Ryan.